Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project Movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton, and the theme of our program today is Wonders of Our Blessed Mother Mary, Episode 2. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, is the rosary scriptural? Yes, it is. The Hail Mary is very scriptural. See Luke chapter 1. Also, another primary prayer of the rosary, by the way, is the Our Father that Jesus himself gave to us. See Matthew 6, 8 to 13. Let's walk through the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. See Luke 1, 28. Yes, Mary, you are in heaven with the Lord Jesus. You are saturated and overflowing with grace, with Jesus. He is truly with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. See Luke 1:42. Yes, Jesus is indeed born of your womb, Mary, the fruit of your womb. Oh, how blessed you are. What a magnificent reality. We are all born of your womb, Mary, for if you did not say yes to our Savior being born of your womb, then we could not have been born again in the Spirit. Holy Mary, yes, you are so holy. You are the definition of holy. Mother of God, Yes, Jesus is God and man, and he was truly born of your womb, so you can truly be called Mother of God, the Theotokos, God-bearer. Pray for us sinners. We know we can pray to you, Mary, to intercede for us with assurance. You who are truly alive and happy with Jesus in heaven, and yes, we are sinners, very much in need of your prayers. Now and at the hour of our death. Yes, we ask your prayers, Mary, now as we are so needy, but also at the hour and moment of our death. That defining moment when we are confident, you will ask Jesus to extend his mercy and everlasting life toward us. And he will never deny your prayer, Mary. Never. Amen. Imagine if you could create your own mother. Well, Jesus pre-existed his own mother. Yes, he pre-existed the mother that bore him. What kind of mother would you make if you had the opportunity to create your own mother? Certainly the very best. Well, that is what our Lord Jesus did with his mother. And since he is God, he had the power to preserve her from sin. So his mother was immaculately conceived and without sin and never sinned. And her primary role is that of mother, and that means she is your mother too. Mary is always wanting to cover you in her mantle and make everything okay. That's what mothers do. And she is the supremely best mother. I want to share that Mrs. Pignotti, my elementary school age children's religious education teacher for many years, always asks the huge crowd at the May crowning each year, raise your hand if you have asked our Blessed Mother Mary for help with something recently. Now, raise your other hand if Mary took care of everything for you for the very best. Virtually everyone in the room ends up with both hands raised. And I think the few who do not have their hands raised probably had not yet gone to Mary with their intentions. I will boldly say that once you give an intention, a prayer, to your Mother Mary, it is in good hands. The very best and most trustworthy hands, and she will see to the very best possible outcome with her son Jesus every single time. Often in ways better than you could possibly have imagined. So, place your life in the hands of Mary and Jesus, and you can walk on in your life with no worries. Let's reflect on Genesis 24:15-27, wherein Abraham's servant had set out to choose a wife for his son Isaac. This event prefigures the Blessed Virgin Mary. And there are many prefigurements of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Old Testament. He had not finished speaking when Rebekah came out. She was the daughter of Bethuel. She had a pitcher on her shoulder. This pitcher would later contain water, representing the Holy Spirit in the living waters to be poured out upon us. The pitcher was to be filled, representing the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was and is full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. See Luke 1:28 in the Douay Rheims Bible, for example. Grace is compared with water in John 7:37-39. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him." He said this in reference to the Spirit, that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Returning to Genesis 24:15-37. The girl was very beautiful and a virgin. No man had touched her. This describes the Blessed Virgin Mary very well. But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man," see Luke 1:34. Returning to Genesis 24, she went down to the spring, filled her pitcher, and came up again. The spring represents the living waters which Jesus Christ gives us. Without these living waters, we would perish of spiritual dehydration. Running to meet her, the servant said, "Please give me a little water to drink from your pitcher." Do we not all thirst for these living waters that make us righteous in God's eyes? "Yes, we thirst." She replied, "Drink, my Lord." And she quickly lowered her pitcher on her arm and gave him a drink. Mary always quickly leads us to her Son, Jesus, to drink of his grace to quench our spiritual thirst. You see, Mary is the fast track to Jesus. When she had finished letting him drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels too until they have had enough." The Blessed Virgin Mary is the model of humility and service. She also sees to every need and every detail of our lives, especially when we have consecrated ourselves to Jesus through her. She quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran to the well again to draw water, and drew water for all the camels while the man watched in silence, wondering whether Yahweh had made his journey successful or not. The Blessed Virgin Mary has access to and is the conduit of the well of the living waters of Jesus. And she liberally empties these, yes, pours these out upon us. Like the servant, we can only contemplate the Blessed Virgin Mary and the graces she obtains for us in profound silence and wonder. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took a gold ring weighing half a shekel and put it through her nostril, and put on her arms two bracelets weighing 10 gold shekels, and he said, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me." This demonstrates the royalty of the Blessed Lady. There are many among you, perhaps, who do not know the Blessed Virgin Mary and ask, "Whose daughter are you?" Well, Mary desires very much for us to get to know her and to come to her with veneration and with all of our needs. Let us not fear her majesty. Though she is our queen, she is our mother as well. Yes, she is your loving mother, your attentive mother. Returning to Genesis, "Is there room at your father's house for us to spend the night?" She answered, "I am the daughter of Betuel, the son whom Milcah bore to Nahor." And she went on, "We have plenty of straw and fodder and room to lodge." The Blessed Virgin Mary constantly prays, works, and intercedes for us to enter our Father's house, to lodge for all eternity. She is quite busy preparing our eternal abode. Then the man bowed down and worshiped Yahweh, saying, "Blessed be Yahweh, God of my master Abraham, for he has not stopped showing his kindness and goodness to my master. Yahweh has guided my steps to the house of my master's brother." We see how the servant praises God and recognizes God's providential action in his life and mission. Truly, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we are led by her on a sure path to God, where we discover his love and his providential action for our good in every moment and circumstance of your life, and we come to worship him. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families. Formingfaithfulfamilies.com is our website. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. Call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back to continue our discussion about the wonders, yes, wonders of our Blessed Mother Mary.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. More on wonders of our Blessed Mother Mary. I'd like to share a story related by Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, my mentor, my hero. This is a beautiful story about the powerful and sure intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. It is about a prodigal son of sorts. It shows how one should have absolute confidence that God will answer one's prayers for the conversion and salvation of one's spouse in his perfect way and his perfect time. Firstly, this makes me think of a couple of beautiful, reassuring scripture verses. For the unbelieving husband is made holy through his wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy through the brother. 1 Corinthians 7:14. After all, is not a married couple one? He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." Matthew 19:4-6. Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen relates a story about Venerable Elizabeth Lesueur, L-E-S-E-U-R, and her husband. Just at the turn of the century, there was a woman married in Paris, just a good, ordinary Catholic girl, to an atheist doctor, Dr. Felix Lesueur. He attempted to break down the faith of his wife, and she reacted and began studying her faith. In 1905, she was taken ill and tossed on a bed of constant pain until August 1914. When she was dying, she said to her husband, "Felix, when I am dead, you will become a Catholic and a Dominican priest." "Elizabeth, you know my sentiments. I have sworn hatred of God, and I shall live in the hatred, and I shall die in it." She repeated her words and passed away. She died in her husband's arms at the early age of 47. Rummaging through her papers, Felix found her will. She wrote, "In 1905, I asked Almighty God to send me sufficient sufferings to purchase your soul. On the day that I die, the price will have been paid. Greater love than this no woman has than she who laid down her life for her husband." Dr. Lesueur, the atheist dismissed her will as the fancies of a pious woman. He decided to write a book against Lourdes. He went down to Lourdes to write against Our Lady. However, as he looked up into the face of the statue of Mary, he received the great gift of faith. So total, so complete was it that he never had to go through the process of juxtaposition and say, how will I answer this or that difficulty? He saw it all at once. The then reigning pontiff was Benedict XV. Then came World War I. Hearing of the conversion of Dr. Lesueur, Pope Benedict XV sent for him. Dr. Lesueur went in the company of Father John Vianney, orator of Notre Dame. Dr. Lesueur recounted his conversion and said that he wanted to become a Dominican priest. Holy Father said, I forbid you. You must remain in the world and repair the harm which you have done. The Holy Father then talked to Father Vianney and then again to Dr. Lesueur and said, I revoke my decision. Whatever Dr. Vianney tells you to do, you may do. In the year 1924, during Lent, Fulton J. Sheen made his retreat in the Dominican monastery in Belgium. 4 times each day and 45 minutes in length, he made his retreat under the spiritual guidance of Father Felix Lesueur of the Order of Preachers, Catholic Dominican priest, who told him this story. As we continue our discussion of the wonders of our Blessed Mother Mary, I'd like to share just a few paragraphs from Venerable Fulton J. Sheen's book, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God, from the chapter entitled Mary and the Muslims, page 203. This brings us to our second point, namely, why the Blessed Mother in this 20th century should have revealed herself in the insignificant little village of Fatima, so that to all future generations she would be known as Our Lady of Fatima. Since nothing ever happens out of heaven except with the finesse of all details, I believe that the Blessed Virgin chose to be known as Our Lady of Fatima as a pledge and a sign of hope to the Muslim people, and as an assurance that they who show her so much respect will one day accept her divine son too. Evidence to support these views is found in the historical fact that the Muslims occupied Portugal for centuries. At the time when they were finally driven out, the last Muslim chief had a beautiful daughter by the name of Fatima. A Catholic boy fell in love with her, and for him, she not only stayed behind when the Muslims left, but even embraced the faith. The young husband was so much in love with her that he changed the name of the town where he lived to Fatima. Thus, the very place where Our Lady appeared in 1917 bears an historical connection to Fatima, the daughter of Mohammed. The final evidence of the relationship of the village of Fatima to the Muslims is the enthusiastic reception that the Muslims in Africa and India and elsewhere gave to the pilgrim statue of Our Lady of Fatima, as mentioned earlier. Muslims attended the church services in honor of Our Lady. They allowed religious processions and even prayers before their mosques. And in Mozambique, the Muslims, who were unconverted, began to be Christian as soon as the statue of Our Lady of Fatima was erected. Missionaries in the future will more and more see that their apostolate among the Muslims will be successful in the measure that they preach Our Lady of Fatima. Mary is the advent of Christ, bringing Christ to the people before Christ himself is born. In any apologetic endeavor, it is always best to start with that which people already accept. Because the Muslims have a devotion to Mary, our missionaries should be satisfied merely to expand and to develop that devotion with the full realization that our Blessed Lady will carry the Muslims the rest of the way to her divine Son. She is forever a traitor in the sense that she will not accept any devotion for herself, but will always bring anyone who is devoted to her to her divine Son. As those who lose devotion to her lose belief in the divinity of Christ, so those who intensify devotion to her gradually acquire that belief. End of quote. And it was Mary who led me so close to our Eucharistic Lord Jesus, and she will do the same for you if you permit her to do so. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. And as we wrap up our discussion about the wonders of our Blessed Mother Mary, I'd like to share a personal story with you. As many of you may know, I'm a leukemia sojourner. And back at the height of my illness, a friend of mine was able to get a hold of the Zucchetto, the skull cap of Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, and placed it in my keeping for a period of time. To make a long story short, we had asked Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen to be the godfather of our daughter Bridie in heaven. When we received the Zucchetto, Bridie was about 5 years old. I had just received it, and it was in a box, and I had placed it on my lap. I was in my easy chair. Bridie did not know what was in the box. So Bridie came up to me, and she began to recite a beautiful poem. And it happened to be the favorite Marian poem of Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. This was entirely spontaneous, and I think very much a movement of the Holy Spirit, very much a sign that Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen was overseeing everything. We had presented my illness into his hands for his intercession. And so this poem by Mary Dixon Thayer goes as follows. Lovely lady dressed in blue, teach me how to pray. God was just your little boy. Tell me what to say. Did you lift him up sometimes gently on your knee? Did you sing to him the way mother does to me? Do you really think he cares if I tell him things, little things that happen, and do angels' wings make a noise? Can he hear me if I speak low? Does he understand me now? Tell me. For you know, lovely lady dressed in blue, teach me how to pray. God was just your little boy, and you know the way. I'm kind of sad that we have to wrap up this program about my great love, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I hope she's your great love as well as she was and is the great love of Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And I want to assure you that you are Mary's little boy or girl, and she is seeing to everything that you need. She's bringing all of your needs, all of your intentions, all of your cares and anxieties to our blessed Lord Jesus, and he's going to take care of everything. And she wants to tell you, everything is going to be okay. You are Mary's beloved child, and you are your Father of Mercy's beloved child. So, you're safe. You're safe, and everything is going to be okay. Remember, you are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. Yes, it is true. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus and Mary, so we have everything.
Visit our website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God loves you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.